This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس كان من الجن ففسق عن أمر ربه أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we concluded verse number 49 on the note, وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا, and surely your Lord does not oppress anyone. حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. O my servants, I have made oppression forbidden upon myself. Dare you people oppress anyone. كَتَبَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ, I have ordained mercy upon myself. سَبَقَتْ رَحْمَتِي, my mercy surpasses my anger and my rage. لَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. On the day of Qiyamah, there will be no injustice. لَا يَخَافُ ظُلْمًا وَلَا يَخَافُ هَضْمًا. لَا يَخَافُ ظُلْمًا وَلَا يَخَافُ هَضْمًا. A verse of the 16 Juz, chapter 20, Surah Taha, O Kaleem. There's no reduction in your reward. There's no oppression, exploitation, or abuse in any form, shape, or size. Hence, you will find in the Quran, wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about punishment, immediately after that, Allah makes a disclaimer, not that he needs to make one, that I did not bring this wrath upon them. They provoked the wrath. فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ. The last page of the 20th juz of the Quran, Surah Al-Ankabut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so we seized every nation because of their vice. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا. There were those upon whom we unleashed stormy winds. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةِ. There were those who were gripped by the awful cry of an angel. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. There were those who were swallowed by the earth into the belly of the earth. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا. And there were those that were enveloped by the raging waters and they drowned in the depth of the ocean. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. And surely Allah did not oppress them, but they oppress themselves. وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْعِبَادِ. And Allah does not even intend oppression or exploitation upon His bondsmen in any way. We move on, verse number 50. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the ancient tale of the devil refusing to prostrate to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. So verse number 50, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ. And remember the time, اُذْكُرُوا, as you would know in basic Arabic, is kind of mahzoof and is implied in the context. Remember the time, قُلْنَا, when we said لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ, to the angels, اُسْجُدُوا, سَجَدَ يَسْجُدُوا, bow and prostrate to Adam. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. So they bowed and they prostrated, the malaika obliged and complied, with the exception of the devil. In this verse, verse number 50 of chapter 18, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ, that the devil was from amongst the jinnat. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah has academically opened up this discussion at this juncture in great detail, discussing the origin of the devil and how he was included into the group of the malaika and given the task to prostrate before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Mulakhasul aqwal, mulakhas, a synopsis of what is found there. And the rajih, the preferred opinion, that he was from amongst the jinnat, but due to his worship and excelling in worship, He was then privileged and included into the group of the Malaika, and then he was given the same command. He was given the same command. Sometimes you have a student that outshines his peers, that excels in every regard. He's almost promoted to a student teacher, though he himself in his capacity is a student, but he is put in as a relief teacher in the absence of the class teacher, etc. Given his phenomenal display of performance, of excellency, of expertise, of diligence, of competence, etc. Just given a context. So he was from amongst the jinnat, and because of his excessive worship, he was then privileged to be included in the group of the Malaika, and the command that was given to the angels was also directed to him. Of course, his dominant ingredient was fire. His dominant ingredient was fire. Like the human's dominant ingredient is sand and dust. We've been created from it. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَئٍ مَسْنُونَ. Sometimes Allah said sound in clay, right? Salsal is like if you knock it against a pot, an earthen pot. So it will give off that sound, that echoing sound. While hama refers to muddy substance, and masnoon refers to something that gives off a foul smell or an odor, meaning it was left for a period of time. I don't want to go into the different expressions of the ingredients that make up the composition of man. Of course, we marvel at the greatness of Allah, that the ingredients of man were of that nature and were so inferior. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fashioned the best of his creation from that ingredient. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We've given man the best of appearance. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمٍ. We've given man the best of appearance and we've dignified the human race. So the jinnat, the devil was also told to prostrate. كان من الجن, he was from amongst the jinnat. فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. That ingredient, that element in him, that claim of dominance in him, dominated him again, overpowered him. فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ, and he disobeyed Allah. أَبَا وَاسْتَكْبَرَ, he refused, he declined, وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ, he became from amongst the disbelievers. And he was not excused, he's not excused that because he was created from fire and the nature of fire is kind of more loud or superior. No, no. There are certain temperaments in man. We have been given or we've been tasked to suppress this, to subdue this here. Somebody is provoking you. In English, they say, he who angers you conquers you. He who angers you conquers you. Of course, a person once asked someone for advice. So he said, don't become angry. He said, no, I don't become angry. People anger me. People anger me. So that's a reality. Imam Shafi'i, many say this is attributed to him. مَنْ اِسْتُغْضِبَ فَلَمْ يَغْضَبْ فَهُوَ حِمَارٌ وَمَنْ اِسْتُرْضِيَ فَلَمْ يَرْضَ فَهُوَ شَيْطَانٌ. If you provoke and you don't have a rage and you don't experience an emotion, then you're not a human. You're not a human, you're a lifeless object. Because it's human when somebody provokes you and incites you. But you also have the authority and the ability to control it, to suppress it, to subdue it, to take control over it. Either you allow it to reign supreme over you, or you take control over it. So the devil, kana min al-jinni, he, because of his worship, was privileged to be included in the group. He was given the same command, but unfortunately, فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ, he disobeyed his Lord. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing mankind in its entirety. Verse number 50. أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوْ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا. Istifham, a question. أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ, will you, O the offspring of Adam, O the descendants of Adam, O the children of Adam, some places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to us as the offspring of Nuh alayhi salam, because he is known as the second ancestor, right? When the floods came and everyone was destroyed and those who boarded the ark, and from there the progeny again then prospered. So whoever inhabits the earth today, Of course, the descendants of Adam alayhi salam primarily, but they are also the descendants of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, because those were the only surviving people after the floods. Hence, in the 15th juz, in the first page, in chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَنُوحِ. And you will know in basic Arabic grammar that ذُرِّيَّة is munada, and the harf nida has been omitted and it is mahzufya. Ya ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا. Oh, the children, oh, the offspring of those whom we boarded onto the ark. With Nuh alayhi salam, إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Your ancestor Noah, Nuh alayhi salam, was a grateful servant. Where is your gratitude? So Allah is asking us, as the children and the offspring of Adam alayhi salam, أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ, will you choose to make the devil and his offspring, whether literal or figurative, his cronies, his allies, would you make them your friends? أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَا. He was arrogant. He refused to prostrate to your father Adam alayhi salam. He denied and disobeyed Allah. How evil of you, how strange of you, that you as the child of Adam alayhi salam is embracing the very foe, enemy and adversary of your father. أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِي. Making him your guardian and not making Allah your helper. بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا. Evil indeed is the substitute of the oppressors. So بِئْسَ is حرف الذم. And then in Nahwa you have مخصوص بالذم, right? That is when you make the tarkib. بِئْسَ meaning evil, wicked. ظَالِمِين, the evildoers. بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to this friendship and this companionship and this bond with the devil as a substitute. It's an evil, Allah didn't say it's an evil friendship. Allah said it's an evil substitute. Why? Because you're supposed to make Allah your friend and then you're making the devil your friend. A parent would call out to a child and say, you know what, on the right side of your house, there's a great neighbor, there's a wonderful neighbor, there's a good boy. What did Abu Darda radiallahu anhu say? That your best friend is the one who says to you, ta'al, come, nasum, let us fast and obey Allah, qabla an namut, before we die. Time is running out, let us observe our fast, let us do virtue. Wa inna sharra sahibikum, and your worst friend is one who says, ta'al, nalhu, let us come and indulge and party and merry make and celebrate, qabla an namut, before we die. So you want to indulge in amusement, entertainment and celebration all the time before death. In other words, instead of making haste now while you're alive to do good, your evil friend is calling you towards vice and sin, and he's the worst companion. May Allah protect us from such friends and protect us from being such friends to others. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this is a replacement. You're replacing the friendship you're supposed to have with Allah. You're replacing the bond you were supposed to have with Allah. And then you stoop so low and you befriend the devil. Now, my brother, my sister, my listener, my viewer, we all might say, no, who wants to dare make the devil his friend? Well, when we look at our lives and what we do, then I'm afraid we have, unfortunately, as a result of our actions, invited the devil into our homes. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that when you enter your house, and you sit down to eat, when you recite the du'as, then the devil leaves and he says to his army, there's no place here. There is no place for you here. La mabita lakum wala asha. No place to sleep, no food to eat. And when you read the du'a and you go in the bathroom and the washroom, then the devil does not come. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. And it comes in the narration that if you do not read the du'a, then the devil comes and obviously, you know what, interferes with you, even in the washroom. We have been taught of reciting the dua that even when a person is intimate with his spouse, before having relationship in his bedroom, prior to relationship, there is a dua taught to us. That the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, اللهم جنبنا وجنب الشيطان ما جنب الشيطان ما رزقتنا. Keep the devil away from us and keep the devil away from that which you provide us with in this union. Meaning in this union, if it gives rise to an issue or gives rise to a child and an offspring, let not the devil have any influence on that child. The hadith of Sahih Muslim that the devil gathers his cronies and then each one reports to him, and then the one who comes and says that I have separated husband and wife, the devil embraces him and says, today you have achieved a great thing. You have achieved a great thing. So disobeying Allah and following the ways of the shaitan, embracing and really study it, my brother, and study it, my sister. You will find how systematically there is this devilish indoctrination in us to oppose the pristine teachings of Islam. So whatever a male has been told to do, the devil will come with the opposite. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam naha Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam anil qaza. He said, do not cut your hair uneven. Do not cut your hair in different lengths. Now you take today, unfortunately, how common a condition it has become. And you know, the scholars have written that these are part of those sins which don't even give you pleasure. No sin gives you pleasure to qualify, but some sins supposedly give you a fake pleasure. A person might falsely argue while listening to a particular song, or while playing, gambling, or while committing zina, or while perusing immoral material, it gives me some entertainment and an excitement. And we know in reality it's fake, it's untrue, it's superficial. In reality, it is just an addiction that is destroying both his physical side and his spiritual side. But when it comes to cutting your hair uneven, where is there any supposed happiness or joy in it? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, "Ofirul luha wahfush shawarib," that trim your moustache and lengthen your beard. Now again, we've been shown and taught and told to do the direct opposite. As a male, I have been told that my upper garment must not be below my ankle. Ma asfala min al-ka'bayn fa finnar. Ma asfala min al-ka'bayn fa finnar. Don't let your upper garment go below your ankle. When you look at my sister has been told that she must cover herself completely. Now there the fashion will tell you something else. أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَا. Verse number 50, Allah is asking a question. The devil refused to prostrate to Adam. He was from amongst the jinnat, privileged to be associated with the malaika, given the same command. He refused. Now, O the children of Adam, will you still choose to make him your friend? بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا. Then evil indeed is the substitute, that you compromising and abandoning your relation with your creator only to befriend the devil. وَمَنْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ قَرِينًا فَسَاءَ قَرِينًا. And whoever befriends shaitan, he's the worst friend, right? قَرِين literally means to be paired up. So he's with you all the time. إِنَّمَا يَدْعُو حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Verily, the devil and his army only invite so that you can accompany him in hell. He knows he's got to end up in hell. Now he wants to take more people with him in hell. We move on, verse number 51. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَمَا كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذَ الْمُضِلِّينَ عَذُدًا. Wow. I did not require him to be present. مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ. In other words, okay, let me first give you a translation. مَا نَافِيَ, again to negate. Ashhadu yushhidu ishhad from Baba If'al. Ma ahdartuhum. The devil was not summoned. His opinion was not sought. His advice was not requested. He was not consulted. How have you given him this elevated powers? Like for example, in a classroom environment, a child decides to just exit the classroom, and then the teacher asks him and reprimands him, but how did you walk out? There's classroom protocol and there is formalities. Well, I just asked the person sitting next to me, you know what? Can I use the washroom or can I go home early? And he said, fine. Hello? How can you ask him? He's a fellow colleague and a companion. He's a regular student. He doesn't have, he's not the head student, he's not a prefect, he hasn't been given any authority, he hasn't been assigned any responsibilities. How can you ask him? He's just a regular person like you. He hasn't been given any position. So how have you worshipped the devil or obeyed the devil when the reality of the matter is, مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, I did not summon him or ask his opinion in the creation of the skies of the earth, وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ, and nor did I ask one's opinion in the creation of another. I didn't consult with the devil. No, you know what? He's an advisor to the president. He's an advisor to the cabinet. You know what? He's part of the ministers. He's part of the... Allah doesn't need any advice. Allah doesn't seek any advice. Allah is independent. لَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. He is unique in every regard. So, مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, I did not require him to be present or seek his advice in the creation of the skies and the earth. وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ, nor did I request him in the creation of themselves. In other words, I didn't summon one when I was creating the other one and ask him, what do you feel in this regard? وَمَا كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذَ الْمُضِلِّينَ عَذُدًا. Wow, subhanallah. I don't need a helper. I don't need an assistant. Right? This is what Allah is saying. And the last person to ever make an assistant is a deviant person. Is a deviant person. For example, again, I'm giving an analogy. A child came home and probably he didn't find some food in the house or whatever. And then he goes to a particular neighbor and he just tells the aunt, you know what, can I have lunch here? And subsequently, his mother discovers about it and she goes into a fit of rage. And she says to him, but if you did not find food, you could have phoned me, you could have sent me a message, or you could see in the fridge, or you could probably see something in the microwave or in the oven. And okay, in the end, if you didn't find and you didn't phone, why did you go to that neighbor? You know for a fact that unfortunately, we don't share the best of relationships. And you know that she will probably throw that back at me. So really, that when you finally decided that you wanted to ask, was it that person? Was that the only person? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I don't need any helper. I am free from the need of any help or assistance. Will I ever take help from a deviant devil? وَمَا كُنْتُ, and I am not one, مُتَّخِذْ, to make al-mudhillina, the deviant devil, عَذُدَ, a helper and an assistant. So where did you then get the notion to make the devil your source of direction? How is it that you abandon your relation with your creator? In Tanbihul Ghafileen, I came across an amazing thing under the chapter of Ghadab, and Allah puts this thought in my mind now, that a person went into a shop and had left his horse outside, and he left his servant there to just attend to the horse as well. And when he came out, he seen that the servant had actually severed the leg of the horse. So one leg was cut off, which is brutal and crude and inflicting injury to the animal. And of course, provoking the owner and the master because of the defect that he brought about on the animal. So when the master came out, he says, like, what is this now? Like, this is preposterous. This is outrageous. This is crazy. Why would you do this? So he asked his servant, and why did you do this? He said, I did this to provoke you. Now that's like really bad, you know, crude, brutal, to the point, abrupt. I did this to provoke you. Wow. What did this man say? Under Babul Ghadab in Tanbihul Ghafileen, Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi has made mention of this incident. The master took a deep breath. Of course, I'm paraphrasing here. And then he said, I'm not going to succumb to that provocation. And I'm not going to become angry. I'm going to anger the one who provoked you to make me angry. And that's the devil. I'm going to make him angry. He provoked you to make me angry. I'm not going to become angry, but I'm going to make him angry. You know what? I have liberated you for the pleasure of Allah. And I'm going to slaughter this horse and distribute all the meat to the poor. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is shunning the devil. And this is making Allah your friend. This is making Allah your friend. And succumbing to the whisper of the devil is making the devil your friend. وَمَا كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذَ الْمُضِلِّينَ عَذُدًا. And I am not one to make the devil my helper. I don't need a helper. And then the devil. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 52,
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And remember the time, وَيَوْمَ, on that day, يَقُولُ, when Allah will say, نَادُوا شُرَكَائِي, call out to my supposed partners and allies, who you said those who ascribe partners with Allah, that Allah has a partner, Allah has an associate, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. So okay, call them out, call my partners, call my associates. You said that you were worshipping them and I had approved and I had authenticated and I had, وَيَوْمَ, and on that day, يَقُولُ, Allah will say, نَادُوا, call out, شُرَكَائِي, my supposed partners and allies, الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ, whom you called out to, فَدَعَوْهُمْ, so the abideen will call out to the ma'budeen, the worshippers will call out to the objects of worship, right? فَنَادُوا, وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ. They will get no reply. They will get no reply. فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ. They will get no reply. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا. And Allah says, and we will create between the worshipper and those who they worshipped a barrier. مَوْبِق means a ظَرْف, which means hell, a pit of hell, a barrier, a blockage between the two. Not to say that prior to the blockage, that there would be some opportunity of conversing or communication, but it just adds to your misery that you're trying to reach out to someone, they ignoring you, they can't be bothered, you worshiping them, and you're getting no response. In fact, the Quran categorically says in the seven juz, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will be asked, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَٰهَيْنِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. O Isa, the son of Mary, did you tell people, worship me and my mom besides Allah? أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَٰهَيْنِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍ. Allah, you know I cannot utter this and I did not utter this. So, وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا. Now imagine you invest your hopes in someone. He'll help me. Come the day, he gives you a cold shoulder. He's not even looking at you. He's ignoring you. And while he's ignoring you, suddenly comes a barrier between the two and blocks the two. Can you imagine the disappointment of this worshipper? I know of many cases in marriages, right, where a particular spouse invested in the other spouse, that, you know what, through your tough times I supported you, through your difficult days I was with you, on the hope that things will turn out for the better and you will rescue me. And now when things work out for the better, you drop me, right, like an ember, like a flame, you just walk away. Now the diligent, the compliant, the obedient, the caring spouse is like, if I only knew this is what was going to come my way, I would have changed directions long time ago. But alas, now it's too late. I invested, I toiled, I labored, I exhausted, and only to find this year. So now you're screaming, they don't reply. And then comes this mawbiqa, this pit of hell that separates the two. إِذْ تَبَرَّأَ الَّذِينَ اتُّبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا وَرَأَوُوا الْعَذَابِ وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابِ. Oh man, I wish you could understand this. إِذْ تَبَرَّأَ الَّذِينَ اتُّبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا. When the leaders will disassociate from the followers. وَرَأَوُوا الْعَذَابِ. And they all will see the fire of hell. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً. Now to express their rage and anger, the followers will say to the leaders, I wish we can go back in the world and I'll abandon you like how you abandoned me. But alas, it's too late. Nobody's going back. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارِ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And that brings us to verse number 53. Allah says, the criminals will see the fire. فَضَنُّوا أَيْ فَأَيْقَنُوا. They will know with conviction we are heading towards that fire. وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا. And there is no diversion, aversion, or escape from that fire of hell. Jahannam is a reality and paradise is a reality. It is a duty of a believer daily to implore Allah for entry into paradise and refuge and protection from hell. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallillahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.